Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, and we're brought to you by Amazon. Okay, I've got some good news, and I've got some great news. The good news is that Prime Day is almost here. The great news this year, you'll have 4 days to find deals on all your favorite things. Shop Prime Day, July 8th through the 11th. The NBA draft is next week, and I'm very excited to see what the Wizards do. They currently have the 6th, 18th, and 40th picks. That's a two-day affair, Wednesday night, the first round. So picks 6 and 18, and then 40 as part of the second round, which is on Thursday night. And joining us now to discuss all that is our guy Josh Robbins, the Athletic Wizards insider. Josh, how we doing, man?
I'm doing well. That was some epic walk-up music, but somehow I feel like it wasn't just because I was on the air.
I mean, we try to have
walk-up music.
We try to have good intro music all the time. We do take requests, by the way. We did have a guest who kind of freaked out because he was listening to the show outside of when he was going to be on, and he heard his intro music, and he was very mad at Anthony. So if you would like to claim a song, Josh, we can do that for you.
My ego isn't that large. It's substantial, okay. But it's not that large. So Thanks for the offer. It's appreciated.
You're so very welcome. And I will say the guest was Clinton Yates, and we've already told that story on the show, and he joins us in an hour, and Anthony will play Paramore then. Okay, Josh, you wrote a fantastic...
All right, well, he's got gravitas. He can call his shot. He's good.
He does. Josh, you wrote a great piece in The Athletic on the Wizards rebuild and kind of where this team is. Obviously, everyone that's a Wizards fan had high hopes for this draft lottery. They ultimately wind up getting the 6th pick in a draft that has really interesting prospects, you know, maybe down to 7 or 8 at this point, the way some of these boards are going. Right now, there's kind of a group, you know, Cooper Flagg, Dylan Harper, and then a group of somewhere between 4 and 6 players. If they weren't going to get one of the top 2 picks, Josh, how much of a difference do you think it makes they got, let's say, 6 versus 3 or 4, both in what players might be available to them, but also in, you know, Will Dawkins and Michael Winger's, you know, willingness and desire and ability to maneuver within the draft?
I think that their third tier of players after Cooper Flagg in the first tier by himself, Dylan Harper in the second tier by himself, consists of 6 guys. In no particular order here, Con Knipple, DJ Edgecombe, Trey Johnson, Ace Bailey, Kamau Malawach. I think that's all. Jeremiah Spears. So that would be 6. And it's, I wish I knew exactly how they ranked the people in that 6-man group. I suspect that they would have BJ Edgecombe as the 3rd best prospect there, but that's guesswork. And there's no question, if you're drafting 6, you'd prefer to draft 5th. If you're 5th, you'd prefer to draft 4th, so on and so forth. The 2 best prospects in this draft clearly are Flagg and Harper, and now it's on that front office to find the person or people after those two guys who can become an all-star caliber player. And it's a very, very difficult task, because after those first two players, it's not all that impressive a draft.
So, Josh, the guys you just mentioned all are really intriguing for different reasons. And I'll use that word intriguing, not to say that you know, I have strong feelings that one or the other. I think all in those six, I could tell you why they could be good. I could tell you why they could bust, you know, completely bust out of the league, because that's the nature of the NBA draft. When you think of the way that they've drafted in the past and whatever reporting you did on this, is there something that you feel confident in saying about whether it's the makeup of the player, the skill set, something that stands out about one or two of these guys to you that makes you think that if you had to guess, that might be the favorite on their board?
Sure. Yes. The answer is yes. With the caveat being this at number six, this is not a particularly strong draft. Okay. It just isn't. They're going to say otherwise. Certainly Jay Billis on the broadcast is going to say otherwise. Take that for what that's worth. What do the Wizards value? Well, they value people who really love the game, who are going to work their tails off and don't need to be cajoled into working hard. And they've done that since Will Dawkins, Travis Schlenk, Mike Winger have taken over the front office. They prefer positional size whenever they can get it. They prefer multi-positional guys. That's where that size comes in. Feel for the game, and preferably all of the things equal. Actually, it's probably even higher than that on their list, that they have the athleticism and the eagerness to defend. And one of the things that, in my opinion, make this draft interesting, but also, what I would say from the Wizards' perspective, worrisome, is that none of the people I just mentioned from in that third tier are certain two-way players. If you look at the finals right now, those teams have a bunch of two-way players. I'm not certain that any of the people in that third tier are certain two-way players, and that's a problem.
So Edgecombe is the guy you mentioned earlier is maybe the top, and that would make sense based off the criteria, right? His athleticism is off the charts. His makeup is excellent. Everyone raves about the kid. It's the offensive game that you have to worry about. On the opposite end of that spectrum is Ace Bailey, tremendous shot maker. Not nearly as big as was advertised. He was listed at Rutgers at 6'10". He measured at the combine at 6'7.5". There's real questions on the makeup, the character, and often those come with defensive liabilities as well. Like, where do you – and Bailey, by the way, is a guy that is not working out for teams. I'll ask you this. How surprised would you be if Ace Bailey wound up as a Washington Wizard, knowing if their tier is – that third tier is 6, not 4 – that there's no way that he's the only guy in the tier that is left when they get on the board at 6?
I think that there would be a real possibility that they would draft him, because he has an elite skill, and that's the score. And, of course, we could parse out whether that will work at the NBA level, which is something that Dawkins and crew would have to have thought out, and I'm certain they already have. Considering how thorough they are, will his offensive game translate? The knock on him offensively is that he takes a bunch of difficult shots. And that was in college. That was in college against players who athletically and in terms of their size are nowhere close to the people he's going to compete against in the pros. And so will that translate to the NBA game? It's great that he was able to hit difficult shots in college, but will he be able to do that again in the pros? And then there are all these other questions. Does he have a feel for the game? Does he pass? He's 6'7.25". That's a problem. That's a problem, because if you were to put his skill set in a 6'10" guy, then you could play him at the four, and he would have certain skills that a lot of fours don't have. But there's a risk that if he is strictly a wing in the pros, there's not much there. I say a risk. I'm not saying it's definitely the case. where there's not much to really make him stand out. I know that I'm going both ways here. Yes, I could see them draft him if he's available at six because he has got a certain skill, and that's the score, that is potentially elite. Potentially elite.
Yeah. It's the high, he is the ultimate high floor, low ceiling guy. Or sorry, other way around. High ceiling, low floor guy in this draft.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Josh Robbins, senior writer, covering the NBA and the Wizards, of course, at The Athletic with us here on The Hoffman Show. The other thing that I think is like a multi-pronged thought process here, Josh, or the other guy, is Jeremiah Fears. Fears, the point guard out of Oklahoma, and there's a lot to like there, but they also have a bit of a logjam at point guard. Jordan Poole is here. Bob Carrington obviously drafted last year, and we saw last year they traded Denny Avia on draft night to create space that ultimately became the minutes that Keyshawn George got. So they think about, do we have a path to develop this player as a part of what they do? So where does that leave Fears potentially on their board? And also, are your ears to the ground anticipating any kind of veteran player movement for the Wizards for the second straight year on draft night?
Well, the Denny trade was really about getting two first-round picks that they otherwise would not have had, and they used one of those on Carrington. And now they have another that they will be using very, very soon. So I believe next year is the next first-round pick from that deal. So they want bites of the apple, and yes, you're right. Moving out Denny did open up playing time, I think, really, for Bilal and Keyshawn George and also Carrington. I kind of forget what the question. Yes, there were the crossover with Bub. The question really is, if you're thinking about bringing someone into Bub's lane in terms of positional fit, is he any better than Bub? Is he much better than Bub? If he's equal to Bub, you don't bring him in. You don't draft him. All other things equal, you would prefer to find someone of similar upside at a different position. And if they wind up drafting Jeremiah Fears, which, well, I don't think is going to happen. But if it does happen, I think that gives you some insight onto either one of two players. Either they think Jeremiah Fears has got a tremendous upside, or simply that they think he's better than Bub Carrington. Of the people I mentioned, I don't think that he's going to be the guy they pick, but Will Dawkins has a better feel for someone's long-term upside, and the reality is Jeremiah Fears did a lot of really good things last year at Oklahoma at an incredibly young age, which is a signpost that, you know, there's something to work with there.
Yeah, Fears, like Flag, reclassified. So he really should be going into his freshman year of college this year. Should have just finished his senior year of high school, as opposed to having finished a year of college and entering the NBA. Josh Robbins with us from The Athletic here on The Hoffman Show. Josh, I do want to ask you about the finals in a second and kind of what we're learning and what lessons you're taking out of it. But real quick, before we get to that, the Wizards also have 18 in this draft. We saw them, you know, we know that they're willing to maneuver around. They move up last year to get that, you know, the 14th pick, like you mentioned. That's a range they feel like they can get a hit in. And they're not afraid to move around, but kind of in that range, whether they stay at 18 or they move up a little bit. Do you have any idea what they're thinking about there, the type of player, whether that's like, hey, we want a really solid supporting role player with a high floor, whether we want to take a big swing there positionally? What can you tell us about what you think they're going to do at that 18th pick?
Well, I would say if they were able to package 6 and 18 to move up several spots, they would probably do it in a heartbeat. And I don't anticipate that really coming to fruition. Dylan Harper, I think, is a pipe dream at 2. I think that their goal at outside the lottery there is the same as it is in the lottery. It's to find the best all-around player in the long term. I don't think that they get hung up too much on position. It's just whoever they feel has the chance to become the best all-around NBA player. And considering what this draft is, it's not a particularly deep draft as far as I'm concerned. Not all that excited about that pick, frankly. I'm not. But, again, there's always one, sometimes two, sometimes three people who are drafted outside the lottery who are huge surprises. And that's part of the luck that they have to create for themselves. They have to find value in prospects that other teams do not. And that's why there's a new front office, and that's going to be one of the areas in which the new front office is going to be evaluated.
So that kind of brings us to the largest... Yeah.
Yeah. I don't anticipate, by the way, you asked about veterans being moved. I don't anticipate Jordan Poole being moved on draft night. I'm sorry, I forgot to answer that.
Oh, yeah, no.
I just don't. So, yeah.
Yeah, and well, you know, I don't anticipate it either, but, you know, who knows? If you had told me Denny Avdija moved last draft night, I wasn't as surprised. You do this all the time, Josh. You probably had a little intel that could be possible, but we'll see what happens. Happens on Wednesday. You mentioned the late lottery, you know, guys that have hit, and there's always someone somewhere, and it's this front office's job to find it. And it does seem, Josh, like we're seeing more of it now, that it used to be the best players in the league were all top draft picks. And, you know, starting kind of with Steph Curry at 7, and then, you know, we have guys obviously like Giannis and Jokic who are international players, and we can explain that away, like, oh, they were international guys. But, you know, Halliburton now, Shea, like these are guys that were taken in the double digits, kind of late lottery, mid-teens type of draft picks. Do you have a theory as to why we're seeing some NBA superstars not identified as easily as they seemingly used to be when it was the top, you know, the top three picks were where you got most of the all-stars in this league?
Yes, I do, actually. And it's primarily that almost everyone these days, it seems, is one and done. Or in a couple cases, they even went like to the G League Ignite or OTE Elite, or in Alex Saar's case, out of his own country and to Australia. It's really that the draft pool is probably younger than it's ever been before. These guys played less upper-level basketball outside of the AAU system than they ever did before, and therefore they're harder to project. And I question whether the quality of college coaching is what it was 20 years ago. I don't think it is. And I also think the impact of the AAU circuit is probably malign in terms of building feel for the game that used to be there several decades ago in the so-called good old days. So that's why I think it's more difficult on balance to evaluate players now.
That makes sense. It's my theory as well, not to mention the mix of international players that we see now. So you're not scouting from a kind of united place or a homogenous place to be able to compare player to player, which has now led to, you know, these teams that are built differently than we've ever seen NBA champions before. Josh, I opened the show, we'll wrap things here with Josh Robbins from The Athletic. I opened the show talking about how both these teams are fairly unique in a what has become a very homogenous NBA. They both play different styles, they being, of course, the Thunder and the Pacers. But if the, in the Pacers' case in particular, if they were to win on Sunday night, they would be the most unique team that we've ever seen win a title, at least since the 70s, in terms of the lack of star power. Like, I love Tyrese Halliburton. I love Pascal Siakam, but they are not the generational superstar talent, Hall of Fame, like first ballot Hall of Fame type of guys that we typically see leading title teams, even in this era of parity recently with the Giannis and the Jokic is the MVP level players. And so I'm curious if you're looking at it through a Wizards lens or a team building lens. I know you spent a lot of time in Orlando and you're now watching with a keen eye on what the Magic just did acquiring Desmond Bane. What can we take out of these two finalists in terms of what it means to build a championship level NBA team for the next half decade?
Now, that's a great question. These duos, first, all these teams have guys who can shoot, these two, both of them, where if they don't have four guys at least on the floor at once who are all be able to shoot threes, it's because it's garbage time. So you got to be able to shoot. They have a bunch of two-way players. You're correct that neither team has the number one overall pick and is being led by a former number one overall pick. What I would counter is by saying Oklahoma City's case, well, they got a lot of bites of the apple. And contrary to every other NBA team in history, they've been able to stockpile a number of first-round picks, both that they've used and they will have to use. And that's something the league has never quite seen before. Now, the most interesting commonality from a roster standpoint, roster construction standpoint, is that each team got its very best player through trade. And not only that, the person who came in was clearly undervalued relative to who he became by their original team. SGA... Now, in hindsight, would the Clippers have made that move for Paul George? No. At the time, it was viewed as a no-brainer because it also landed them Kawhi. They're regretting that now. In terms of the Pacers, well, it seemed like a straight-up trade Sabonis for Halliburton. Well, the Kings also had Fox. I get that. But they clearly they didn't properly evaluate Halliburton. So... yes, you can do it via trade, but you better have someone to trade in the first place. And I'm not sure that the Wizards have any single player on their roster right now who could net a blockbuster trade in the way that both the Pacers had and the Thunder had at that time.
We'll see if they get one on
Wednesday.
I wish
we had another segment to discuss it because it's fascinating.
Well, Josh, if we're I don't know what our plans are for Wednesday in terms of doing the show, if we're going to be out at the draft party or anything. But if we are where you are, we can discuss that at length because I think it's one of the most fascinating topics in the entire league right now. And you're the kind of person who I would like to talk about that with. So if we're in the same place on Wednesday, how about we do that in person?
Hey, if you'll have me, I'd be happy to do it. And if I'm not chasing news.
If you're chasing news, we're chasing news too. So, you know, we'll chase together.
Okay, great.
All right, that's Josh Robbins. Josh, again, great work on the piece and appreciate your time as always. Josh Robbins with us here on the Hoffman Show. Again, his piece on the Wizards rebuild is really good. If you kind of want to understand where the Wizards are right now, how they're thinking, I feel like Josh got more insight. You know, a lot of it's like unnamed sources, that kind of thing. Source familiar, but like Josh is an excellent reporter. He's not putting it on print if it's not true. And so I think he got more people to talk than I think have talked in a while. And so really, really great insight. If you're interested, just go to The Athletic and check out Josh's piece from Wednesday is when that initially came out. Tuesday when that initially came out on the 17th. All right, when we get back here on the Hoffman Show, let's go to Indiana or somewhere between Indianapolis and Oklahoma City. Andrew Chernoff, my buddy, my pal, who joined us at the start of the NBA Finals to talk about the Pacers. He's from Wish TV in Indy, is going to join us again as we're on the verge of Game 7. Still to come as well, Mystics guard Brittany Sykes ahead of their game tonight against the Atlanta Dream. Clinton Yates on the show as well. We're locked and loaded on a Friday on the Team 980.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.